About a month ago, they started letting anyone in regional areas over 16 sign up for the COVID vaccine. And so I signed up, and before I knew it, the big day, getting my vaccine, was almost upon me. And while I don't think the COVID vaccine is particularly controversial, there are some conspiracy theories out there. Microchips, Bill Gates, installing Windows on people, aliens, and even more, depending on what part of the internet you hang out on. So in the interests of science and debunking conspiracy theories, I thought it'd be a good idea to document my experience getting a COVID vaccine. All right. Hello, Talbot here. It's about 24 hours until I get the COVID vaccine. So I thought I'd just check in, see how I'm feeling, and then we can compare later on after I get the vaccine more accurately, because I know for a fact there's some issues with my body already. So, okay, let's just go over everything wrong with me now so we can compare. My right hip flexor, like around my right hip, that's kind of sore just because I have bad posture. Hurt my second toe on my right foot from hockey the other night at hockey training. Got a stray hockey ball on that one, so that's a little bit sore. Back is a little bit sore. Again, the posture thing. I'm a little bit tired. I'm always tired though, so we'll see how that affects it. We'll see how I pull up after the vaccine compared to now. I'm feeling good in general though. Generally healthy and happy, and I don't have a desire to serve Bill Gates. I don't feel like overthrowing the government. I don't know what the conspiracies are on vaccines, but there you go, feeling good. We'll see how we feel later on, I guess. But I didn't just want to guess. I wanted to get some assurances. And so I sought the help of a medical professional. And to keep things scientific and local and trustworthy, I got the help of a local doctor. Well, kind of local, at least, anyway.
Hi, I'm Tim Grove-Jones. I'm currently a doctor working in Darwin, but grew up in Port Lincoln and did all my schooling there.
I'm getting my COVID vaccine tomorrow. What am I expecting?
Hopefully nothing really, and it'll be completely uneventful. I talked to a lot of people at work because pretty much the whole hospital is vaccinated now. And I'd say most people don't really have any adverse effects. And the people who do have something, it's normally a mild, pretty standard vaccine reaction in that you can have some temperatures and feel a bit achy. But it normally passes pretty quickly if that happens in less than a day. So I think you should be feeling all good tomorrow, Sam, I hope.
Well, that's good to know. You've filled me with confidence now. I'm feeling good. You've given me a lot of confidence.
Oh, good. I'm glad that I could reassure you.
Thanks, Tim.
No worries, Sam.
The rest of the day flew by. Nothing really to report. And pretty soon, it was time to get the actual vaccine.
All right, just pulled up at the COVID vaccination clinic. Corner of Napoleon Street and Coorong Street. Looks pretty normal, I guess. But this is it. I'm still feeling good and I'm about to go in. And this is it. This is for real now. Here we go.
And so after the break, I get a needle put in me, along with the COVID vaccine. It's the Morning Mashup with Talbot, and recently I got the COVID vaccine. I also documented the process so that you could see what it's like. And where I left off, I was about to walk into the clinic. And while I'd love to share with you what it actually sounded like, me getting the vaccine, unfortunately I'm not allowed to, red tape and all that, but instead, here's a rough approximation. Okay, Dee, just read this script, okay? Hello, I'm here for my COVID vaccine.
Yes, sir. Come take a seat.
All right, I'll just roll up my sleeve, I guess.
Wow, that's a very muscular and attractive arm you have there.
Not very professional of you, but thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, here's the vaccine.
Oh, that's it? I barely felt it.
Yes, that's the case for some people, but given your handsomeness and strongness, I'm not surprised.
And that's basically how it went.
All right, just got out of the vaccine clinic. And I'm getting back in my car. They make you wait around for a few minutes, but everyone in the waiting room seemed very happy and healthy. No one had anything wrong with them that I could tell. I'm feeling good and wouldn't really even know I had a vaccine. So there you go, feeling good. All right, just woke up the day after getting the vaccine and my right where the needle went in is the tiniest bit sore if I move my arm around a lot. But besides that, still feeling fine, still feeling normal. I was feeling tired, but, you know, that's normal as well. So there you go.
Well, it's been about 24 hours since I got the COVID vaccine. Nothing too much more to report. Arm a little bit sore, a tiny bit of muscle soreness in the left arm where the injection was. But I figure now is as good a time as any to check in with another medical professional.
Verity Patterson, I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Air and Far North Local Health Network.
So, Verity, I got my vaccination yesterday, and there's a few people out there that maybe they're a bit unsure about the vaccine. What sort of side effects are the standard sort of thing? What are people saying after they get their vaccine?
Look, it really varies, and to this day, doesn't seem to be any link anywhere along the line. So you can go for absolutely no reaction whatsoever to maybe having a sore arm, and, you know, through to the more serious ones that are mentioned in the media. But the bulk of the population that have received either the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer vaccine say a bit of a sore arm, maybe a bit achy and a bit tired, so a lot like when you get the flu vax, and that's the absolute largest percentage of the feedback that has come through across Australia.
And I'm on board with them. I've got maybe the tiny bit of soreness in my injection arm 24 hours later. So
yeah.
You've got my thumbs up.
Yeah, excellent. So, yeah, that's great.
And is there anything you'd say to people that are still a bit unsure about the vaccine?
Look, I think the message that I always give is, you know, having the vaccine is still the best way to protect yourself, your family and the community. And I think if people watch the media, the massive breakout in New South Wales, which is just continuing to grow. And people who have been vaccinated, although you still can catch it, the chances of you A, getting very sick is next to nothing, and B, being able to pass it on is greatly reduced. And that's all the feedback that we're also getting from the UK that have got really, really high vaccination rates. And the higher the vaccination rate, the more, you know, the less lockdowns, the more secure our financial future is. And it's, just the way to go, really.
So now it's more than 24 hours since I had my COVID vaccine. Feeling good. In fact, feeling better than I was 48 hours ago. That's 24 hours before I had the vaccine. Hip flexor, feeling better. Second toe on my right foot, almost fully recovered from that hockey training incident. So really, we're on the up and up. I do have a little bit of soreness in the spot where I got injected, but it just feels like muscle soreness. And so, yeah, feeling pretty happy and healthy. No microchips. I haven't been contacted by Bill Gates. I haven't heard any other strange frequencies, haven't heard any other, I don't know, transmissions. I haven't had a strong desire to buy any Windows products or Microsoft products. So all in all, I think it's a success.